like in the early 70s, he made, you know, those beautiful Warner Brothers records, and it was incredibly orchestrated and arranged and through composed. I think it was very mature writing for the time.
Clara Muldaur has music in her blood, courtesy of dad Jeff Muldaur. And the inherited gift for Step Beyond Songwriting now has the perfect outlet in a like-minded group of musicians called The Reasons. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Pop in Claire and The Reasons' debut album, The Movie, and it takes only a few seconds of staccato strings, loungy harmonies, and wistful ponderings about Pluto to reveal the band's musical direction. On one hand, it's a throwback to cinematic orchestral tunes found on soundtracks and Brian Wilson records of yesteryear. On the other, it's contemporary indie pop that fits right in with artists like Sufjan Stevens, who in fact appears on a few songs. Claire and her husband, Olivier, helm the Brooklyn-based collaborative, which had some fun creating the songs and the artwork for the album. And host Vince Scelsa asked about both when all of Claire and the Reasons stopped by FUV.
The album is called The Movie, and there are pictures of the band members in sort of film noir-type clothes, like a detective mystery or something. Do you envision these songs as being kind of noirish? Or
no, not really. Actually, that's the irony. It was sort of a joke, and now everybody took it super seriously, and it's what all the press writes about and stuff. I was watching Stolen Kisses, my favorite movie, and there's a scene in it where Antoine Doinel is on his first day of being a detective. And he's terrible at it, and he's clumsy, and he gets found out immediately that he's following somebody. And so it gave me this whole idea to do this sort of, if a film noir was a comedy with a bunch of goofballs in it who were really bad at their job, more that kind of thing. Not taking it seriously for one moment, but at the same time sort of creating a world. Why not?
You say you miss me. When I'm not there, and it's fun, but I can't be the one, and I just don't care. And I'm better without you, without you. I'm better without you, without you. 'Cause go home and leave me alone.
This isn't your typical kind of rock and roll or singer-songwriter folk rock. This is what Van Dyke Parks was doing back in the 60s, and Brian Wilson to a certain extent before he burnt out, and what Sufjan Stevens is doing, and even your father, Jeff Muldaur. So this all comes to you kind of naturally, as I said, this idea of looking at it from a whole different angle.
Well, I just want to say that it's not me. It's assembling a group of people that think like-minded, and then you come up with ideas together that you collectively find exciting, which is why having a band is so wonderful.
Everybody works on these arrangements.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Olivier sort of, we conceptualize it, and then he will write the actual string arrangements, but in terms of the rhythm section, and I mean, we'll come in with ideas, but everybody will.
Claire and the Reasons performing the tune Alphabet City live at FUV. To hear more exclusive sessions from Studio A, visit the audio archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.